So Baruch Hashem, the past 2 weeks, we've discussed the spheres of Netzach and Hod. Mitzvah Hashem, tonight we'll be discussing the sphere of Yesod and the relevance Bechlal to the ten spheres, particularly to Netzach and Hod, because as you're well aware, the Tzura of the Esrei spheres is what's called Gimel Kavin, that they run in three lines. There's a right side, there's a left side, and then there's a center. And the right side is always associated with Chesed and Rachamim. The left side is always associated with Gvura and Din. In the middle, the Kaf Hayom Tzayi, is a balance in between the two. And of course, the Koyach HaMachriya, the ability to weigh in, make decisions, balance, and also to give. To be mashpia, and that's where Yesod comes into the picture, because one of the central points in discussing Netzach and Hod was that since Netzach and Hod are considered to be what's called labar migufa, outside of the person, because a person is considered to be his head, his arms, his torso, and below that, these are the kalim, which are considered to be outside of a person. Although we don't look at a human being that way, but when we define a human being al pipnimius, it's very, very true in Kabbalah how it works. But Netzach, Hod, and Yesod are considered to be the tzviras which are outside of us. As we mentioned, feet take us to where we need to go. So it's transporting us. That's why we're this feet. Certainly the bris is something which is definitely outside of ourselves, because A, the makom habris is the place where we expel waste, so we don't want things. So it takes that which the body processes, the nutrients, and that which it needs to survive, and that stays. But everything which is garbage, which is the psoilus, goes to the makom habris and gets rid of it. So that's considered to be taking something which is inside and removing it. And certainly, mitzad the fact that the koyach habris, which is yisod, is the koyach of haylada, that he gives the tipa to the isha, and from there, something else emerges from him. So that's certainly the koyach which is outside of himself. So the way that we were explaining Netzach and Yesod primarily was in the mashal of Rebbe to a Talmud. But of course, Netzach and Yesod is something which is even within ourselves, which is a part of ourselves. Outside, within, there's so many. Again, Esther Sphiris is the building blocks of the world. So everything is explained on the level of Sphiris. There's certain Svarim in Kabbalah that unless a person is familiar with the sphere, it's like every other word is a sphere. Literally. That's the whole sprach of the Sefer in Kabbalah, especially, is this lingo. So let's continue now inside with the Reb Shlita. Handaf Shin Chafav. And this is in Divrei Torah Shnas Tavshanayin Veith. Bir Mir Midas Yesod. Okay, it should be on the chat. Hine Midas HaYesod, Hidugmas Midas Tiferest. We didn't get to explain Tiferes this round, but Tiferes and Yesod are similar. Ketam Eile told us Yaakov Yosef. We know that the Yushpizen, they connect to the Spheros, Yaakov being Tiferes, Yosef being Yesod. And the Pasuk says, Eile told us Yaakov Yosef, that Yosef was a told of Yaakov. And Chazal explained and understand that, what do you mean? Yaakov had many children. So why does it say Eile told us Yaakov Yosef? To teach us, Shekol Masha Irili Yaakov Irili Yosef. Those who understand Yaakov will understand Yosef. Those who understand Tiferes will understand Yesod. Ki Yosef hu hamshecha mi Yaakov. Yosef is a hemshech of Yaakov. Yaakov being the torso, being Tiferes, chmoshi Yaakov umidas Tiferes. Ha mimazeges, being chesed l'gvura. In the same way that in the Rebbe's earlier discussion, when he explained chesed and gvura, Tiferes was the mizug. It was the mixture, the balance in between these opposite qualities of chesed and gvura. Like we explained, there's the Kav Yamin, the Kav Smol, Chesed and Gvura, and in the middle is Tiferes. So too Yosef is the Koyach HaMachriya, Be'emsa B'Netzach Lahod, V'haynu ki Yosef u'Koyach HaMachriya, Masai L'Hishtamish B'Netzach, U'Masai L'Hishtamish B'Hod. Yesod is the ability to make decisions. How much Netzach? How much Hod, when to use each. Hi, Ari. Because the Yesod is exactly in the middle. as we see from the Guf, Bisari Achsa Lekha, physically the Yesod is down the center of the human body. When there is a manhig, a leader, that he exemplifies the quality of Yosef, he's able to bring together, to balance these qualities of Netzach and Hod, dominance, humility, so what we see from here is that Yesod doesn't bring anything new to the table. Rather, it's the ability to balance between these two existing qualities of Netzach and Hod. Now, to be more specific, v'Yosef hu be'emes ikar koyach ha'hashpa. Yosef, amongst the Shiva Ushpizin, his quality, be'ikar, is the inyan of shefa, to be a mashpia. As we see from the life of Yosef, kimidas ha'yesod hu koyach ha'hashpa, like we see in the human body, that the makom habris is the koyach of being mashpia. There's no greater shefa than bringing a child into the world. So when the yesod is functioning the way that it's supposed to, it's a very great mashpia. Shmiras habris means that the koyach habris knows when to be mispashet, when to give, and when to be mitzamtzem. If a person doesn't have a proper shikul when it comes to that, then that's zera levatala. And certainly, if there's a time that a husband should be mashpia and he is not, then that's also a pagambris. That's also aser. Masel hashpia, masel shalol hashpia. These are questions that the yesod needs to weigh. Masel lehishtamish ben netzach and masel behod. Like we explain, that the legs, Netzach and Hod, they go outside the torso, which is the Guf, to be Mashpia Chutz. If the Yesod is in the middle, and what's so amazing, just parenthetically, about Pnimius HaTorah is that you see like parts of the body in which we may take for granted, like where they are, how they function. Everything is explained by Pnimius HaTorah. Give a person the ability to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything in creation. If a person is able to understand the Sfira, which is like the Neshama, the Taich, of each and everything which there is in creation, he sees a totally different world in front of him. He's able to see Hashem's brilliance in a much deeper way than most people would be able to see. Now let's continue. V'chol mishem hashpia l'nishpoim tzarech lizar ma'oy l'hishar b'dagas hamashpia. Very important, we discussed this a little bit last week when we discussed Hod, is that it's very important that the Mashpia always remains on the level of being the Mashpia. Not to be impressed, not to be influenced by the ones who he's giving the Shefa to. Again, the example of a Rebbe to a Talmud. He's the Mashpia, the Rebbe. So now he's bringing down his das to their das, which is like Hod. It's much easier to be influenced when using the mid of Hod as opposed to Netzach. So he has to go down. So even if he uses Netzach, which is dominance, that's still called a way of Hashba. In which case, he's bringing himself down. No matter which way you slice it, legs are below. So that means you're going down. In which case, since you're not going up, he's going outside of himself to give shefa to others. He has to be careful not to follow them. Not to go with the tide and be swept away, that they should influence him. And we said, there are certain situations, let's say if you have a Rebbe who's being mashpia in a Kiruv school, and they bring all types of outside influences to the classroom, to the school. So the Rebbe has to be able to hold his own and to say, I'm always going to remember that I'm the mashpia and not to be nishba. Now imagine if the Rebbe goes to that class every day and they're listening to music during recess, and he's listening along with them to try to create that kesher, and he comes home and he's telling his family, like, listen to this great song which I heard in school today. So now he's become the nishma, and look at the kilkul which is happening to him, which is happening to his family. That can't happen. The mashpia always has to remember who he is, what his role is, and mashpia should be the mashpia, and the nishma should be the nishma. Okay? And of course, there is a musik of mitalmida yoresimi kulam, but that takes a certain expertise. That a Rebbe has to know how to be mavchin, how also to be a makabel in a way that is able to uplift him and doesn't bring him down. That's an extra chachma of a Rebbe. That again, he's influenced by their lower way of thinking. And let's not talk about even negative influences. Let's say you have a Rebbe who's teaching in a cheder, he's teaching young children. And he has to bring himself down to the level to talk like a child, to think like a child. He has to get into their world, like parents have to do when they're mitigating arguments between children. You know, a parent has to go down to the level of the child to think, how is this child thinking? To be able to better understand what needs to be done. So here you have a Rebbe or a teacher. He's thinking like a katan. Again, it doesn't have to be negative. It's just a lower level of thinking. He has to talk like a child, and he's talking to them. Throughout the day, he's always bringing himself down to the seichel of the lower ones. Then he turns into a child. So that's the thing, like a child. If he becomes them, then he can't be the mashpia anymore. He has to be an example. He has to be a role model, even for younger ones. So that's important.
Does this dynamic follow, or is this followed from Chesed and Gvura and Tiferes? If all these are hamshachim, or at least if you so does a hamshach of Tiferes, seemingly it's like an aftermath of that same process that happens in Chesed.
Right, but this is actually specific to Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, which is why he's having this conversation now as opposed to earlier, because, again, Netzach and Hod means going down. It means going the bar migufa. It means going low. And since we're going low, there's a chashash of a reverse influence. Whereas Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferes is higher up, it's within the Adam himself, it's really considered to be at base. So it's not really a chashash of backfire influence.
This is like the Omer Melech, when the Sadek goes down to uplift, this is what it is. They go
yeah.
Metzah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Very good.
And Hod is the uplifting?
No. Both Netzach and Hod means going down. The difference between Netzach and Hod is that Netzach is the way of doing it, of dominance, where the Rebbe overpowers the Talmud, versus Hod is that he goes down to the level of the Talmud and he's like machni himself, he humbles himself, and he lowers himself to the level of the Talmud as opposed to dominating the Talmud and hoping the Talmud will come up to him. But since they both mean going down, so it's shaykh this discussion to both of them.
And then where does Yesod fit into that dynamic?
So Yesod, as we're saying, is the ability right now to be machriya between Netzach and Hod. It's nothing new. It's just knowing how to utilize Netzach when necessary and Hod when necessary.
When you're down in the depths.
When going down.
Which tzad.
How to be mashpia, how to be machriya between the two tzad.
How does this express itself in Yosef?
Oh, so you're already ahead of us. Two paragraphs ahead of us. So we're going to get there, Mitzvah Shem. As you can see, if you have the Maya Makom, the two paragraphs ahead, it says, V'zeh Yosef, Yosef Hu'er Mitzvahim. We're going to get there. It's pretty amazing. Like, again, this is just a way to, the more that we delve into the sugyas of the connection between the Zayin Royim and the Sfiras, you see how it is. And it's amazing how the Sfiras literally line up to these tzaddikim in their lives. Every aspect of their lives comes out and revealed through the Sfira. It's like the Sfira is attached to the tzaddikim and the tzaddikim are attaching the Sfira. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
V'chein tamid. It says the Rebbe, every time that we have connection to lower things, we can be influenced by those things. This is especially true when it comes to those times during the day where we need to involve ourselves in gashmius physical things. When involved, as we know, and physical acts. Hugamkin inyan shel levar migufa. That's considered to be outside of ourselves because the neshama is considered to be primius, that's within, and every action with the guf is considered to be outside. So whenever we're involved in gufnius, ki yoytzim izeh l'chutz alelam hagashmi, we're going to the outside world, which is called gashmius, and the role is, our task is, mahapchim es ha'olam hagashmi lim haruchni, to transform, to uplift the physical world into the spiritual world, to elevate. U'bishoshem enastam achinas ha'olam hagashmi, when we win, and we utilize the physical world, and we elevate it, that when we approach our whole gisha, the physical things, is from that space, from that place of uplifting, of higher levels of kedusha. Harezu midas hanetzach. We win. We elevate. But if we eat, if we sleep, if we work, if we act throughout the day in ways where we're involved in the gashmias, but it's absent from kedusha, because he's just not holding on the level to be able to be makdish the gashmias yet. And now he's going down to the gashmias. Not in a way where he's going to uplift the gashmias, to be a mashpia to the gashmias. Rather, he's going to be nehenah from it, in which case it's being mashpia on him. And now he has to be metzamtzem himself. He has to recoil, to hold back, to protect himself. Right? He can't dominate, he can't overcome the gashmias. Rather, he has to blend in a hoid that he's throwing in the towel a little bit, that he's conceding and he's not able to uplift. And it gives us an example. If a person tries to make an asik in his avodas hachila, which is too high for him, let's say he's being asik in the kavanas and it's too much, he's not able to eat in a way which is like a tzaddik can. So what might happen? Either he's just going to give in and say, listen, I have to eat, in which case I'm throwing everything out the window, or he's going to say, listen, I can't eat like a tzaddik eats, I'm not going to eat anymore. If I can't eat like a tzaddik, I'm not going to eat. That's a kilkul. If he has such a depth of understanding, which is true, that really all eating is just psilis. Really everything which we think about a food is the food, which is not true, is that it's taste and everything else, that all comes from the nitzotz, that all comes from the spiritual component of it, the ein boi rakas and nitzotz akadosh. Really, food is just a spark of kedusha. If a person is able to believe that, and to see a food that way, so now he doesn't want to eat, and every time he eats, he spits it out or throws it up, so then that's not good. That's too much netzach. Or for example, it sounds like it's the same thing as he said before. That he puts like a muzzle on his b'nei me'av, on his innards, until he can't eat anymore. What he needs to do is that it's really part of the same netzach. I see. This wasn't hod. Meaning the solution is hod. If a person, again, has a perspective that he's misboined in the Sfar Mekdashim and he knows, when I eat, I need to be the Mashbi, I can't be the Makabel. I need to lift up this Nitzot. And if I have Hana from this food, that means that it's the Mashbi, I'm the Makabel. That's what the Sfarim say. If a person knows all the Kavanas in the world, but when he eats the food, he enjoys the food a lot, then he can't be, after all that he knows, for the most part, that he's going to be mild of the Nitzot. If the Hana is coming from the physical food. Why? Because who's the Mashbiya? Are you the Mashbiya or it's the Mashbiya? You can't both be the Mashbiyas. There's only one Gavra in the relationship. So who is that? If it's being Mashbiya to you, then you're being the Makabel and you won't be able to lift it up. That's what the Sfarim say. So if a person, let's say, he's so holding on so strongly to this midah of Netzach, that because he knows so much and he wants to dominate the Eichel, and he's not able to, so he's just going to say, I'm not eating anymore. Of course, that's not going to work. He has to bring in the Hod now and say, no, listen, if I can't beat it, I still have to get in there. He's machni himself, he goes down and allows himself to eat, to do what he needs to do. So what's taking place here? Umidas yesod hiklal yeshol shneim. There's a mixing of the two. Person needs to be careful that when he's eating, when he's involved in the physical world, that he doesn't become physical because of it. Because he's involved in physical act. To always be connected to the root, which is his neshama. Such a person, that's what's called a tzaddik. Because tzaddik means the ochid bishmaya v'ara. Ochid bishmaya v'ara. This is how the Targum teaches the mid of Yesod, as the Rebbe will explain, unifies heaven and earth. You may not realize, have not realized yet, but every day we make mention of the five, of the seven lower spheres in davening. When we say in Vayivarech David, Hagdula v'Hagvura v'Tiferes v'Netzach v'Hod, Shema Chamisha Midos, you see here these five are Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod. And the word Gedula, as the Rebbe says in the brackets, is a reference to Chesed, as Farim say. V'Acher Kach, and after these five spheres, what does it say? Ki Chol v'Shamayim v'Aretz, L'cha Hashem HaMamlacha. L'cha Hashem HaMamlacha is Malchus. Who said this? David HaMelech. So what's Ki Chol v'Shamayim v'Aretz? Doesn't seem to fit into the pattern here of mentioning the Zion spheres. So, no, it is. Ki Chol v'Shamayim v'Aretz is a reference to the sphere of Hod, of Yisod. That's what he says. And what does the Targum say there? Tzadik the Ochid Bishmai V'ara. The Tzadik who unifies heaven and earth. Says the Rebbe. That's what it means, that he's able to hold on to both. To bind together Shemayim, which is Ruchnias, and the earth, which is Gashmias, Gam Yachad. V'hainu meaning to say, Ki B'shah Shehu Oisek Im Yonin Gashmim. When involved in Gashmias things, Harihu Mekasheris Atzmon the Sharish Levishu Beruchnias. He's connecting Aretz and Shemayim. He's connecting the physical and the spiritual world. Ubezu Mekasher Gashmias Beruchnias. V'achein Zeh Inyan Sheish LaTzadik. This is what it means to be a tzadik. Shekasha Oisekim Yonin Gashmim. That when he's involved in physical things, Harihu Mekasher Lamailim Amruchnias. He attaches it to Ruchnias. Harihu Midash Inin Zachik LaTzadik. This is the most defining quality of a real tzaddik. This is his mesiras nefesh, that he's so attached to the shayrish that he can't leave the shayrish. That everything he does is with a taste of the shayrish of ruchnias. Even when he's involved in the physical world, he's achid v'shamay v'ara, he's connected to the spiritual world. In Pnimius, this is the real definition of a tzaddik. Now, we use the term tzaddik very lightly. We say, harav, a tzaddik, a goyin, a zeh, right? So, why is it we call a person a tzaddik? So, in Pnimius, it's because he knows how to be mekadosh the ruchnias, be mashpia the ruchnias on the gashmias. We've mentioned before, there was a tzaddik who lived not long ago. We lived on this planet with him. His name was Rabbi Yehuda Zhukover. He was an einikel from the Rafshitzer and that whole line of very great tzaddikim, and he lived in Yerushalayim, although he himself was a Rafshitzer chassid, but he was the son-in-law of the Imre Chaim from Vizhnitz, and so he was also had a lot of Vizhnitz in him. And he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and then he lived his latter life of his life in England, and he passed away there. And he was very mekusher to, I'll just mention parenthetically, to the Chassam Sefer. Mamash knew the Chassam Sefer Baal Peh, and every single writing of the Chassam Sefer, he had Chidushim on, and he knew every single one, on Shas and Alatayra, everything Shalos and Tshuvas. He was like a Talmud for the Chassam Sefer. In fact, there was a certain Tshuva, which was claimed to have been written by the Chassam Sefer, and when Yudala Jikover saw it, he said it wasn't written by him, it's forgery. Because he was so familiar with the style of Chassam Sefer, he was able to see that it wasn't the Lashon of the Chassam Sefer. I mean, he was taka right. It was not from the Chassam Sefer. That's how much Baki he was in Chassam Sefer. Talk upon him. He was very Mekusher as well to the Chazon Ish. And one time, he went to the Chazon Ish's house, and he sat down at his dining table when the Chazon Ish was about to eat dinner. Chazmi says, so what brings you here now? So he says, I came to watch you eat. So what do you mean, came to watch you eat? He says, you can't be a chassid of a Rebbe unless you could see from how he eats that he eats like a higher person. So he said, you have to know how a person, how he learns Torah, also how he conducts himself, begashmias. And he, Taka said afterwards, he saw by the Chazon Ish, was mamish mafli by the way the Chazon Ish would eat. You know, we don't think of the Chazon Ish as being such a Rebbe. It's a tzaddik, that's what it means. A tzaddik is somebody who is able to be makadish the gashmias. My Rebbe Rechaim Bin once told me, he was a Talmud Muvuk of the Chazon Ish. He says, any story he said over from the Chazon Ish, either he saw it or he heard it from a Pinem, from a Neman, meaning this is a person who spent summers living in the house of the Chazon Ish. He was a Ben Bias for the Chazon Ish. I heard this from his mouth. He told me that once the Chazon Ish was sitting at the dining room table and his plate was empty. So he turned to his Rebbe and he said, by the way, did I eat yet? Can you imagine such a thing? Imagine like having lunch and asking, like, did you eat yet? It's an impossibility. That means you have to be so ruchni. The food to you has to be so ruchni and the avodah has to be ruchni that you're not able to tell whether you ate. What do you mean? Is your belly full? Do you have a taste in your mouth? Like, how could you not know whether you ate or not? This is just a dogma for the achil of the Chazon Ish. To be makadish the gashmis from the ruchnis. Let's continue. Menachem brought up the mid of Yosef HaTzadik, sphere of your sight. Vizehu she Yosef huran Mitzrayim. This is the idea that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. She yirei l'toich kol hamakomus hanamuchim. Like the makom habris, like Yisod, it goes down below, outside. V'af al pichin nisha b'dargah shaloi. Nevertheless, Yosef remained on his level. Vayihi Yosef yifei toyar v'yifei mara. Vayihi Hashem es Yosef. Like in the house of Yaakov. Same. Even when he was in jail, we take that for granted. Yosef was in jail, yet Basher Hashem Ito, Hashem was with him. No difference. He still maintained his dvekis and he was matzliach. It wasn't just a good at doing things. It wasn't an expert in everything which he did. He had siyata to the Shemai. The Shechina was with him no matter where he went. He was makusher to the Shirish. He could be no lower place in the world. Toich Mitzrayim, Ervas Ha'aretz, the filth of the land, the most base country in the world. Not only that, Besech Beis Hashurim Shal Mitzrayim. That's the lowest of the low. V'afal Pichin Hayim Esalsal Besarim Mishamish Be'inav. Nevertheless, he would play with his hair and he would make his eyes nice. Aisha Haisa Taina Alav, Avicha Misabu V'ata Misalsal Besarecha, Ani Mechar Bechar Sadoi Miav Atisa Eisha Sadoinav. It was only when he started to engage himself in Gashmias in a way which may not have been befitting for him that Hashem said to Yosef, your father is in Avelus and you're doing these things, whatever that means, it's very, very deep. It wasn't just that Yosef was losing track of where he was and who he was, Chalila. Yosef was in Mitzrayim, he didn't see it. He was so connected to his Shoyrish, to Yaakov Avinu, to that place, to Eretz Yisrael. Ad shekol achitzonius lo naga lilibay. That all the chitzonias that he was involved in wasn't ogete. No matter where he went, he was with Hashem. The Or HaGanos for tzaddikim, Yosef being the tzaddik, wherever he went, he was connected to the Or HaGanos. Yosef means very pnimistic in neshama. The kaven shehu kol kach pnimi, lachin yochol lilach bechitzonias v'aliz pa'al migach. Since Yosef is so connected to the Shayrish, that's why he's able to go very low and to be able to maintain his daga. Like we said, going back last week, if you have a Rebbe and he goes to do college Kiruv, and he's not connected to a Rebbe, he's not connected to a high Shayrish, so then he's going to get drawn into their ways. He has to be very much connected to his Shayrish, and that was Yosef, no matter where he went, he's connected to Yaakov and to the place where he came from. That's why it's so important. You know, many times in our circles, our communities, when children, boys and girls, when they graduate from high school, they go to Eretz Yisrael. These are very important Yishayrish Yisaitistika years because it creates, not only does it, as we see, that, you know, boys and girls, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they come back and like Panim Chadash is Balakan. They're like, you can't even recognize them most of the time. But more so than that, it creates an experience for them of a certain way of life and a certain level of Kedusha, of living on, where they're able to look back always and to say about that, this is a dogma, this is a zecher for me in terms of how life could be and should be. And Baruch Hashem had time, which I spent in Torah's Moshe in Eretz Yisrael, and also when I was there in the house of Chaim Brim. So there'll be times where I'll look back and I'll say, if I feel like, you know, I need the chizek, I'll go back to those days and I'll contemplate those and I'll say to myself, you know, what it means to learn Bahasmada, what it means to be in the house of a tzaddik, you know, the type of feeling which you felt there. There's Hashem created this beautiful gift called a zikharon, which is not just a koyach to remember, just to psychologically remember. It's the koyach to go back to that place, to remember the avira. You know how sometimes certain smells which we smell, they bring us back, creates memories. You see something, you smell something, you feel like you're back there. So that's why those years are so important, because those are considered to be like the anchor, the top of the rope, where when a person feels like he's slipping, he's able to go back and say, no. Remember where you come from. Remember your shayush. That's why the way yichus is very important. Yichus is not just to have a good shidduch and to have good children, which is a very good thing. But yichus is supposed to be a machayah for a person. If a person thinks that he can just, you know, take it easy because he has good yichus, is the opposite of yichus. That's what we say. A person says every day, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, it's a machayev. Masa yagiu maisa na maisa yavoy, Simon Sabi Yaakov. In Talmud Ve'Elio, Elio never used that as a machayev, that a person has to say, because you come from such great people, you also have to be great.
So I heard the Shlosh says, that's why the Tochacha, this week's parasha, says, V'zacharti Yaakov, Yitzchak Avraham, in the middle of the clause.
Ah, very nice.
Far fall from the...
Beautiful, yeah. Very nice. That's Yosef. Yosef, he was always connected and attached to Yaakov, where he came from. Machai for him. Just because where he was circumstantially changed doesn't mean that he's not Yosef anymore. He's still Yosef the Tzaddik. V'chol ish Yisrael yesh lo midah zu, says the Rebbe, every Jew has every one of these midas, every one of these spheres. Kidei shayucho lifol techo elam hagashmi, because he needs to go. That's why he's an Adam, he's not a Malach. His job is to go into the Gashmias, Ukoloshon Hachovas Halavavos, as it says in Sefer Chovas Halavavos, Shetzarech Ha'odim Shebe'inav Bayis Molo Anoshim Kilo Reik Menoshim. If a person is in a room which is filled with people, he should see it as if it's empty with people. Because that's the truth. V'gam Kasher Yamud Barosh V'yidros Yifni Al Elfei Anoshim. Doesn't matter whether he's dashing in front of 1,000 people, V'kulim Yistaklam Alav, and all eyes are on him. It could be, it should be, as if there's nobody there. Why? Because I'm connected to my shayrish. It doesn't matter what's going on outside in the oilam hachitzoni. I'm holding in the world of pnimi. In the world of pnimi, it's me and Hashem. That was Yosef in Mitzrayim. It doesn't matter whether they were the shvatim hakdoshim were around or the filthy Mitzrayim were around. It didn't matter. Yosef had the world that he was living with, Rabbanu Shalom. That's the or hagonas latzadikim. That's what it means to be a tzaddik, that he's connected to the spiritual world. It doesn't matter to him. So what? You think that this is a big room, there's a lot of people, a Met Stadium, whatever it's called, it's filled with tens of thousands of people, so you have to die. He said, that's big? It's bigger than the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's not bigger than the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what he sees. What matters? That there's so many people. I'm not impressed by that. Because when a person is connected to the pnimius, then everything else is lower. And so the Rebbe is concluding now. This is the level of Yosef. That's why Yosef was always so happy. How do we see Yosef is always so happy? Right? Yosef asks them, the Sar Mashkim, the Sar Oifim, why do you look so down today? What do you mean? Mashal is it? What is he asking them? They're in jail. Everybody's in jail. They're about to have a din and judgment next little while about life or death case. Because as you see, the Sar Oifim was killed, he was hung. Everybody who was in this Beis HaSurim was on death row. Ashagar Laham Yisurim Gedoilim. Of course, that was probably very painful, the thought of that. 3 days from now, they're going to have this very big din, this big mishpat. They may die, they may live, who knows? What type of a question is this? Why do you look down? Why in the world of Yosef is this a valid question? So just stop to be in the jail, even though not under these circumstances, is a terrible thing. Why did he notice this? Why was this out of character? Because Yosef was different. When Yosef was in jail, he was the one who was in charge. Yosef infused the whole jail with a level of simcha. When Yosef was there, nobody saw anything other than Yosef's simcha that he permeated throughout the whole Beis HaSurim. Because the light of the tzaddik, not only is it lively and it's happy, but it's mashbiya simcha on everyone else around him. There was a heavenly simcha in that cellar. That was the level of Yosef, that he was able to be mekadesh the gashmias. That matzav, Yosef was in charge. I mean, he brought it up to his level. That even the wicked Rishayim, the Samashtas and Oifim, they were infused by the Simcha, the Heilige Simcha of Yosef. That's the Pshat by Yehi Hashem es Yosef. Shari Zeh Pasek Mufur Shayashim Gil Shechina. What does it mean Hashem es Yosef? How do you touch that Pasek other than the Shechina was with Yosef? Om Emela Hayashim Gesey the Simcha. We know wherever there's a Shechina, there's a Simcha there. V'lachayin Haya Etzel Chidish Madu Apneichem Mayim Hayom. That's why Yosef said to him, why do you look down? And he was talking right. There was something bothering them. They both had dreams and they were concerned about their dreams. But on a regular day, they were totally fine to be with Yosef in the cellar. The Shechina was there. Yosef was there. If the Shechina is in the cellar, that means there's no other place to be. That's what the Zohar says. This is, if the Shechina is in Gehenna, then that's the place to be. It's the place to be. It doesn't matter. That's why when we say that B'nai Yisrael went to the Galus, the Shechina went with us, the idea is that the fact that the Shechina is with us in this Galus, it's the ability that if we can find the Shechina in Galus, then it's as if there's no Galus. Something very deep to be misbinding on, that Musak. This is the level of Yosef. It doesn't matter where you are. The person is not impressed. He's not swayed. He's not influenced by the Chitzonius. It means to always be makusher to the Shairish, to the Oilam HaPnimi. And in doing so, the person is able to rise above the Chitzonius. And like we said earlier, to always be the mashpia, to always be the makadesh, to always be elevating, and knowing how to balance that sechen hon and how to do that properly. So this is the Rebbe's taich. Obviously, there's much more to say about it, but this was a short shiur that the Rebbe gave in understanding Yosef, Yesod, mashpia, kayach machria. She bezeichet to that or the or tzadikim yismach, with the mashiach tzidkenim here in Minu Amen.